Just to finish off one point in the gate, the sugya of tshuva that was missing from last sugya. And in tshuva, when a person is mishamish and she became a nida, there have to be different darkness. There's someone who is an oinis that is not kapar, not him, not her. Still says the piska tshuva from the Chassam Sefer, fast to Tanesim. The case of a shogeg, that's only mem Tanesim. In the case of a mezid, the gershlo fadenu is 72 tanesim. Lachan negeto a shogeg was brought down on the page over here as two things. Number one, either do a tzayim fast, or you can be paid in the tzayim. And number two, that night, not to eat baser and not to drink wine. That's what it says over here. Maiz when you learn the simon shinlam adal v'hil kushabbos, it's most of three more points. It says over there to be paid the chatos worth yudches pshitim. A second thing to get to the chatos says the Mishabruah is to say the parsha chatos, the shalom polm sif sasenu. And third thing the Maravam brings down is you should write down the chatos and the pinkus, so Be'ez Hashem, Rebona Beis HaMikdosh, you're being karb chatos. Those are three points brought down by the Ramah, Mishabruah, Maravam. The question is, why over here is it not brought down? Here it's brought down, very simple. The loch of tzayim, and Basar Yain, that's it. What happened? There are three points to get the chatos. Why is it mobbing down the Yudchas Pshitim over there and not over here? Why is not put down the idea of that you're supposed to say the Parsha Chatos? So there is a Machzah Shekel in Simon Tovkov Samach Dalet. One says Shabbos is different than Nido. Shabbos is more Machma, a case of Skilo. Mashiach Nigda is less than that, still a case of Kares. And therefore, negate the Shabbos and Machma, negate the Sugar of these three points, negate the Chatos, and not by the case of Nido. Circle so if it needs an explanation, both them, the loch is in either chatas. So why are the three points of the chatas not brought down here and is brought down over there? The Maisi, look among the Svarim, look over in the Chayodom, he says, Echnami, you have to put Poydah, call him chatas. Look at the Chassam Sefer that is brought down over here, the Pesach Tshuva says chatas. And therefore the Peshkin Pashim, Moinim, and Kishchon Aruch, the Tshuva, they bring down, you do have to be Poydah, Mitzah chatas, number one. Mitzah is saying the Pashas chatas, the Chassam Sefer Tshuva says it also. Besides the Indian writing down the pinkus, the Benish Chai says it also. That means Pashas is a gam that's missing over here, which is a good aura why it's missing. But the Swam, the Iker among the Paiskim are quite the two. Besides the two things that I'm over here brings down, you have to do the three aspects to get to the Korban Chatas. That means being pointed, saying it, and the Indian being writing it down. Now what it does say over here is not to eat Basar, Balailo, and not to drink Yayin. The Lela Tainus. What is Lela Tainus? Lelum Sob Pesach Tshuva, being not touched Shlomim. They have two options. Night means either a Jewish day. The Jewish day starts night, and then the day. You fast during the day, and not the Basa Yain is a night beforehand. Well, the second option is, why are you fasting without Shuva, the idea of Kapara, the concept of a carbon over here, and therefore a carbon goes day and the night. Therefore, they get to Kapara, and it should be a muck with a carbon, the Chatos, therefore it's day and the night. That's the two sides over here. Alocha kamal l'pitzkei tshuva, and it brings down, the Torah Shlomo said, the Yom Shlomo says to be machmer. And therefore meaning, aside the night before, not abos of yayin, aside the night afterward, not abos of yayin. L'maiso, the poskim do not seem to go this way. You saw the Mishnah and Simon Shinlam Adalad, by the case of tshuva and Hilchos Shabbos, he says alocha is dafka after the tainus. It's in of kaporo, it's like the sugya of a carbon, and goes the day and the night afterwards. Look over there, it's a Taz, it's a Eli Rabba, it's a Prima Godim. By us, it's a Siddur Taira, the Chochma Zodim, and the Chayodim. They go this way, it's Dafka the night afterwards. Now, to be clear, there's one level over here in the gate of the Sugya of Kaporo. As Kaporo, as Machloikis, Torah Shlomo says to be Machmer both ways. The place can not go that way, they say it's the night afterwards. There's a second case, not in the gate of Kaporo, also, it's a Lochan Simon Tovkov Pei, that says over there that a person should fast every Monday and Thursday. Beside the sugya of Eis Yotzim, beside the sugya of Tshuva, fast every Monday and Thursday. Says the Mishabruah Magavron, but let's say you cannot fast, you should have parva, not boser, you should have boser yayin during the day. Therefore, Yeshiva Smir, they do not serve fleishiks on Monday and Thursday for this reason. They only have parva, unless it's Rosh Chodesh, or Tu B'Shvat, beside the sugya of Tachin. Otherwise, they only have parva. Coming to the place, you can say, the night also you should not have boser yayin. So people will machma on Monday and Thursday not to have boser yayin. It's a night. What night are we referring to? The night afterwards, the night beforehand. Says the Torah Shlomim, bringing down by us the Yom Shlomo, he's discussing this question also. He says, therefore, to be Machmer, the night afterwards, the night beforehand. It's the same exact sugya. Same idea, just like over here on Machlan night and afterwards. Also, people in Yeshiva, Monday we have Parva, should not have Fleishik on Sunday night, not Monday night. The Meister, the Mishibura over there says, in Sevetovko Pei, not to have the night beforehand. That means by Tshuva, like a Parot, like a Barnes, it says the night afterwards. Negate the idea of Zman Rotzen and Tshuva, now the Kabbalah, she says the night beforehand. Therefore, if you follow the Mishibur, the Magavram, it comes along, that person should not have Fleishik on Monday and Thursday. And if that's Yon Hogan, not to have it Sunday night and Wednesday night. Now, Sunday night means obviously nighttime, after Shkia, after Tzeis. If you come home earlier, before that Zman, then it's still part of Sunday. But they go with the Halacha here, that means we have a Yom Shoshana and Seti Mach in both cases, Sai by us and Sai in Monday and Thursday. The Mishibur is Mechalik. The Mishibur came on Halacha Lamaisa, it says, the Geirta Tzayim, the Halacha is Al Skaporo, it's a night afterwards. Mash Enki negated the idea of Monday and Thursday, it says the night beforehand. Now there is a third Mishnah Brua, in Simon Tovkof Nunches, by Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, it's because of having Boss of Yayin, says by Shar Tanesim, the Loch is also, we're going to be Mekel the night afterwards. That means Mishnah Brua is dividing up categories over here. As Kabonis, that's our case, you have to bring a carbon, that's the night afterwards. Other Tanesim, as Shuvah, as Man Rotsah, as Monday and Thursday, it's the night beforehand. And again, the Yom Shlomo comes out, the both, to be machmer. That's the Tosh Shlomo over here. Well, could be an afkamina, Shloshim Yom Kodim Achag, Purim. Purim, the question is, you start Purim the Suda during the day, is there any point to be mamshich into the night? Any reason? So if you have Purim this year on Tuesday, you're in outside Yushalayim, so be mamshich into the night, you may simcha, sign Purim, and sign Shushim Purim. So of course, that's on Hogah, you have the Suda on Tuesday, you go into the night. Shumas Adeshim brings down that it was even the minute to start the Suda late, that must have not start the Suda late, to start earlier, have the Ikasur during the day. But that was on Hogah, and people go swimming into the night. Question, when to start the Suda even? But let's say you live in Yerushalayim, any Purim, Shusham Purim, is any point being mamshik to the night? It's a regular day. So Piskei Tshuva brings down the Chedush HaRim, and says, like Kabbonis, what's the idea of celebrating over here? What's the concept over here of being mamshik into the night? Just like by carbon, it's a day in into the night. The here also wants to tell you that he said over here why people celebrate into the night. It's like a carbon. We see over here the points going into the night. The other says the Piskei Tshuva built upon that. That's why it could be Yerushalayim. The minhag is going to the night. Piskei Tshuva is being done a Chedush HaRim. He has two svaras. One Chedush HaRim as Kabbonis brings down a Chassam Sefer that says the reason is that the Orem Haman the Baruch Mordechai. That by Goy it goes day night and by Yid goes night day. So during the day you have both the Or HaHom and the Baruch Mordechai. You have both. Mashenkin, we said the Goyim you only have the Or HaHom that night. So there is a point going into the night. Either reason the Chedush HaRim or the Chassam Sefer, there's a point also in Yerushalayim to go into the night. Go to Pachad Yitzchak goes into the night. Mashenkin, the Esav Shlomo Zalman, and the Esav also of Neman Tzal Tain. No, you stop at nighttime. Of course not Shkia, to stop at Seis, because you know you have to be Machmer. But the Yisrael Shabbai of Adar comes out, could be, it's intertwined with our Sikh over here, if there's an Indian to be mamshik into the night. Kuf Pei Vav.
Maybe a person should just say the Mishnah on Tatas, and afterwards say, Yerushalayim Kedah Karachi Tatas.
That's what the Mishnah brings down, you should do that, correct. 100%. Agav, the Chassam Sofer over here that's brought down, says in the case, we're Masopik, if you have to Tshuva not, he said, don't say the Yerushalayim. We say, if you know you have the Chiyuv Tshuva Chatas, you say the Parsha Chatas with the Yerushalayim, 100%. Mishabruach over the Hilchos Shabbos, and Chassam Sofer over here in the Tshuva. Kupei Vav, the Sugya of Bedikah before and after Tashmish. The Makor of this is about some four different Sugyas in Nida. First, we have a Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says that you should do a Bedikah with Edim. Then we have the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph and Beis that brings down Behuda of Mashmuel that says the whole time Mishnah discussing only in those days the Oisik and Tyrus. That kodshim trumas, and therefore to be makbid mash enkim is manzel, it does not apply, and forget the gemara's mamshich, and therefore you should not do or should not need to ubedika as libi neik for your parish. I mean, forget. Not only you don't have to, you shouldn't even go do that. Then we have a third gemara that you give your beis and beis. The gemara brings down that we have a brisa of an isha does not have a vest. So machloikis, the mayor says you should yoytib like suba. Masha Enkin of Chinna Ben Tigna says you should be Mashameshas to two Edim. It's brought down over there that Huda Mashmo says Aloha Kerv Chinna Ben Tignus. That's Gemara Ben Manashach. If it's the case over here, the Oisik and Tyrus, then we already said that earlier. Elamai is not Oisik and Tyrus. I look for if it's only the Bailo, you do not need a Bedikah. And we already said of Zera Omar of Abba but Yirmiyah Omar Shmuel that this is the halacha that way. So the Gemara answers that only Basuka Bataris and Mashkin not Basuka Bataris. The Gemara answers Man the Masliho, Loy Masliho. Which is shallow what that means. But basically, first, the Taich words Rav Abba did not. Rav Abba is calling Shmuel and Rabbi Huda is calling Shmuel. Rav Abba is calling Shmuel because he did not hear what Rabbi Huda said. Rabbi Huda is calling Shmuel because he did not hear what Rav Abba said. Then we have a fourth Maramach and we have a mission, Nafi Yudalid. The mission says that Derech Meisisol is to be Mishamish with two Edim, one him and one her. And the Tznu is to even Mesakin Zabayas, even before him, do a case of Bediko. Those are four different Makaris. What comes out according to Rashi, that all Makaris at the end of the day are discussing Yosik Bataris. Whether Veskvor, Veshenkvor, there's no difference. And therefore, with Manazer, that we're not Yosik Bataris, we don't have culture, we don't have Chumas over here. The devil comes along, there's no dinner Bediko over here. That's a simple understanding of Rashi, and he says anyone who says otherwise is toying bedover. You're missing pshat in the sugi, you're making a mistake. All four sugis come out, Ma'isa, there's no machlekes, no shayla, everyone agrees, it's dafkin oisik bataris. So go through different cases. First, we have Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Sif Aleph is the case of Veskevor. According to Rashi, it does not make a difference. The loch is, certainly in that case, there's no dinner bediko. The Ma'isa, the Rambam, they come along and bring down the Mishnah Kitzur Asai. The Rambam brings down the loch is that after Tashmish, him and her, the Maitre, need a Bediko, and Snur is to do a Bediko before Tashmish. Not only that, says the Rambam, even if you're Musulekes, Muberes, Menekes, is a Kain of Ketana, also go do a case of Bediko. The Maitre, Rashi Shito, still by case of Veskevor, because the whole of Chanina ben Atignas is causing a case of Vesh in the Kevor, they come along with Mataino, the Ikid like Rashi, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Rakeh, the Goy Smaimis. And if they come along and say, not only you do not have to go do Bediko, if you do, leave by night for a parish. And we saw already in Simakov by Dalit over there, the Shas says, Machlokes Mechaber Amor, if it's, you do not need to do a Bediko, leave by night for a parish, or according to Amor, you should not do a Bediko, leave by night for a parish. But forget, you should not do it according to Amor. Therefore, Halacha Maisa, that's the Mokh we showing him. Halacha, there is one Sefer, Mabushe Tara says, you should be Choshev for the Mechaber. And therefore, in the Mechaber's world, the Kivayger brings down, according to the Rambam Shito. And it comes out, according to this Rambam Shito, said the Kivayger, the Abed Dinam Bedika, even Musalakis, even Vesimanekis. The Maisel, the Amos says, not the way, the Chain Nogu, the Loch is to be Makel by Veskevor. More time by the Paiskim, Chachmas Odom, the Kitzer, Archos Shulchan, that's how we go with the Maisel of Veskevor, we do not do Bedikas. Agam, there is a Berhetiv on the page that brings down the Beis Hillel, it says, true, we pass this way. The Maisa, the Minik is Bezman Azeh, that you do a Bedikah before Tashmish to match yourself to Bailo. The Swarm, whether Moshe Tshuva or Avosna on the Shir Sheva Levi, come along to that's not our Minik. If you have Veskevor, the Maisa, we do nothing. In Sival, what defines the definition of Veskevor? So, first, if you have Vest Achoydish, you don't do a Bedikah. Vest Aflog, you don't do a Bedikah. What's common that Lav Noshim will have a Vest Agof. If you have Vesta Gof, that every time she'll see only when she has cramps before him, backaches, certain specific pain, pimples, whatever the situation is, that has been every single time, come on the grass and from afterwards all bring down, that's Vesta Gof. Therefore, and it's Nechel Sugya Vesta Kriya, and therefore it's Nechel Sif Aleph, and therefore do not do Bedikas over here. Not do Bedikas. Void, we had a Taz, and Sim Kopay Dal, and Sim Kopay Tes, discuss, let's say you have a Veskevor, you change one time. So now, one time, I'm now Vesh Enikvor, I'm Cheshish. So the Taz knows, you still nichel to get a Veskevor, even though you're Cheshish for one time, maybe making a new Kvias over here. But Yeshua has a Veskevor over here. Vaid, let's say a person, the first time she saw her, she turned 12 years old, first time she saw her, she's married over here. So the question over here is, in this situation, does she have a Chiyah Bediko? She had a Vesh Enikvor over here. So, come along the. What is the Svarti Machm over here? Do you need to have a Vesh Einikvor? We know a Vesh Einikvor? Well, the story is to be make of that, be a get a Veskevor. So the Ram is brought down. He explains the story over here is that you have to know that you have a Vesh Einikvor. Well, actually, the story is the most Noshim is with Manachazal have Veskevor, or you Nechel Stam Noshim 30 days. The reason why you have to go to Bedika when you have Vesh Einikvor from the Ram. We're seeing it's not the month that's causing it. We see it's not the flood that's causing it. We see not the rave noshim. So there's other mikros that are causing it. Outside factors, the kvitz is causing it. Eating is causing it. You have hafings that's causing it. outside factors are causing it. So maybe Tashmish is going to cause it. We have to know you are an investor in a kavua. Therefore, come on, let's get tshuva. Simakuf pei dalin. Simkot aleph. He brings down what's pshat the shach over there. He says to the tyrant, the chavadas pshat the shach, that the isha only saw one time. That has a category of what? Of ves kavua. Because we have to know she's a vesha in a kavua. We have to know she saw her 20 times. She's all over the place. She has no ves kavua over here. And once we know, there will be machmas locha sipes. But we don't know. The assumption is she's like all noshim have a kavua over here. Until we know outside facts are effective, we assume not otherwise. Well, today yesh lotan masku. Yesh is good art today, but could be even today when we spoke out the sugya why what happened down noshim today could even esim have ves kavua. Because always have outside factors affecting them. So again, you have to prove that she has an outside factor affecting her. That's the one according to the round. That means... She'll find out eventually. But come along again, the side over here is, says again, the Pesach Shul Kopei Dal, go back with the side over here is, we have to know she's a Vesha in a Kavua. Let's say she has a Slavic Veskavius. That means, example, let's say she did a dealer according to Rab, not according to Shmuel. Come look at a Shani and say, Echanami. Then she's a Vesha in a Kavua for Shmuel, not according to Rab. That'd be Machmer. That means the whole idea of dealing with Chumrah means according to Rav, we have Veskavias, you can be Mekel, Savalov. According to Shmuel, she's a Vesh and a Kvor, you'll have to be Machma over here. Now, if you're in the Vesh Kvias over here, you have a Kvor. The law says you don't need to do Bedikas. Let's say you did a Bedika. And then, after a year, you go back to being an Isha Vesh and a Kvor. So, come on, the Chumrah say, the Bedika does not help. Because you were in one parasha, one group, one chelik over here. And that law says no to Bedika, no point to a Bedika. And therefore, even if you do Medika, it will not help you go to the Sif Beis, the Loch of Vesha Eina Kavua. Now, that means any Isha that's Muberes, we're going to Paskin, has a Geta Menekes, anyone with Selekes has a Geta Ves Kavua over here, because we know she doesn't see. The Loch of Sif Gimel of Ves Shubas Hadeshin has a Geta of Sif Aleph of Ves Kavua over here. What comes out, there will be numerous Noshim have the category of Sif Aleph. It comes out even further, it says the Pesach Chub and the Chavadas. Let's say she's so dumb, machmas tashmish. How to be accurate? You do not need a chazaka three times. One time. One time is enough. Because she is in the parsha of Ves Kavua. Once she's in the parsha, one time is enough to be accurate. Even if she's so dumb, machmas tashmish. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is the next category of Vesha Eina Kavua. That's already shallow. How to understand of Chinah ben Atignas? How to be paskin? What's the Pshat Sugyo? So first, we have a gemara that's very clear, that you base on base, ho de masli ho, lo masli ho. The way Rashi comes out, is that there is no machlokes, just with Abba, did not hear what Yehuda said, name is Shmuel, Yehuda did not hear what Abba said, name is Shmuel, but the mice that they both agree, at the end of the day, dafki oisik betaris, that's a locha of bedikas, otherwise there is no chiyah bediko. According to Rashi, there's no din bediko at all, by Isha, even has a vesha in the kibor. It's one way to learn the sugyo. A second way, the way the Rebbeinu Tam says, which Rashi did not learn, they're arguing Rav Abba and Rav Yehuda Pshat and Shmuel. But still the Lach Izzel will be Mekel, will pass like Rav Yehuda Lekula, because Vestas and Dinah Rabbanon says it's the same about Shuma, and some Rabbanon Lekula. That means even if you learn the other way of Rashi, says the same about Shuma, says the Rebbeinu Tam, you still be Mekel. It'll come out to Machlaikis. Machlaikis, how we pass him? Lekula. Some Rabbanon Lekula, like Rav Yehuda or Shmuel. And Dafka Isik Bitaharis, Chir Bediko, otherwise no Din Bediko. And therefore, the Rabbi went this way, the Rashbam went this way, and the Re went, the Smag, the Nubis Yisrael Meister went this way. That means there are two ways to learn the Sugyo and still be Mekel. Either there's no Machlaikis, or there is Machlaikis, the Paskin Lekulo. Atzad Hasheni, the Bein Hachanan of the Rosh brings down, he says, it's Machlaikis, and he passed like a Chanina Ben Atignos, or Paskin Lechumro over here. And the Rosh Be'etzem wants to be Mekel, but says to Rebbeinu Chananel, to Rekabolo, how can we argue against it? The Rambam went this way. And they're understanding, once you have Din Bediko, the Bediko is always, the whole entire life. There's no Din of Chazak over here. The steamer to the Pasha of the Sugya is Lo'ilam. And said, Shlishi, there's a riff. Now, there's a riff, Shalah, how to read it, how the Rishonim learn the riff, not like the Shach. They understand over here, they're discussing a case of Vesh and a Kavua. Since we have a Dovah Chitzani that we know that causes in the Isha things to happen, but Rashi is seeing all over the place over here. Therefore, we have to go prove that this is not one of the things that causes it to happen. That means we know it could be Kvitas, Dovah, Chimum, Charif, and she is an Isha Vesh and a Kavua, it's not a Chodesh, not a Flogger. Outside factors are causing it, says Iran. So maybe another outside factor will be Tashmish. They have to prove that Tashbish is not one of the things that can cause over here. It's more of a common thing, Tashbish, more than other things. We have to go prove it. That's the riff. And therefore, the Agam, the Ramban, the Rashba say, Svarshi Mekel. And the day we say, the we have a riff to be Machmer, and say, the Loch is Chazoko. That means at the end of the day, we have three Mahalch among the Rishonim. Numus Rishonim say, the Loch is, you need nothing. Tadashedi, the Rambam, and the Rosh, they say, the Loch is Lo'ilam. And then we have the riff, and the Ramban, the Rashba say, the Loch is Chazoko. Allah may say, I had to pass him. So first, you read the Mechaber. It's a Mavucha, hadn't Sam Shan in the Mechaber. The Mechaber starts with saying, the loch is Stam, you saw some, the loch is a Chazokal Mais is enough. Rif Shito. He brings down the Dose Le'olam, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Now, the Klal in the Mechaber is a Stam, Yish, Oim Malocha Gestam. Here is a Stam, the Rambam, the Rosh. What is that exactly? That means the Klal, the Beis Yosef writes in the Sefer, how do I pass him from the Beis Yosef? I usually follow the big three, the Amud, the Poiskim, the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh. She's saying the Riff is the first Shita. The next two is Rambam and the Rosh. She's saying the two of them, Lamaisa, come to be Machmer, the first coming to long to be Mekel, and therefore the Shal to say that maybe the Mechab is passing Nila Oilam. You read the Minchas Yaakov to Shlomo on the page, he says the Mechab is passing Nila Oilam. He says, Dam is the Rif, one, and the other two is the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Mechab is passing L'Olam. The Chavadasan is passing L'Olam, because there is a two Amud Ara that's passing L'Olam. Atzal HaSheni, the Graz, or the Kitzer, they bring down this Taino. And the Kitzer says, but read the Beis Yosef in the explanation how to pass him further. It says, I follow two of the three, unless Reva G'dolach Rishonim argue. So the Kitzer, Reva argue over here. That's where he saw him. He didn't say the Rif versus the Ram and the Rosh. He saw him Lekula, and then he said to Avada, maybe Baal Nefshi Machmer, we saw him, but that's the way that our place came over here. And therefore it says the Kitzer, Pshat in the Mechaber, they say, no, Chazok is enough. The Granj, Shulch Gavar, they say, Maisa Chazoko. So is it Mavucha? How do we read number one, the Mechaber? Is he passing Lo'ilim or Chazoko? Let's take the Ramon now. The Ramon discusses in the second sheet of La'ilam. It says, Yubakanachon Atzboi Kol Laila every night. That means going the Ram and the Rosh sheet of La'ilam, saying Halochit in La'ilam. It sounds like the Ramon is passing in the particular La'ilam. And again, you read the Minchas Yaakov on the page. It says, the Ramon is passing in the La'ilam always B'dikas, before and afterwards. And here the Graz agrees, and the Chavadas went this way. I said, Hashem, again the kids come along and says, no, he's saying only those who want to be chayish to the Ramam Shito. This is how to be chayish, what to go do for a Baal Nefesh. Baloch lamaiso, Rav Roi Paiskim, especially the Ramah goes after Roi Paiskim, Navadis come along to be passing, the Chazok is enough. So the Idr Shaila, what is the Loch according to the Mechaber? What's the Loch according to the Ramah? So let's put them to the side, because it's not that clear. G'dolachem go mikan lekan. How to paskin? First, the Bach comes along and says, the Maaser, we have the Ram and the Rosh to be Machmer. The Bach says, we paskin l'olam. The Kishon Aruch in the Lechem is similar in his Pirush, the Sugya sounds like he wants to say Chazoko. What he tells Klaisel in Kishon Aruch, he says l'olam. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Halacha is l'olam over here. That means we have paskin the kids in Aruch HaShulchan, who usually the Messiah of Klaisel, to say together is to do B'dik l'olam. And therefore, the Israel also in the Marakoyin says, the Baal Nefesh should be Machmer for the Shito. Kidu with Asach and Hogo. Well, again, they are, again, the Kishon Aruch HaShulchan paskin the Gedur is L'Olam over here. Second Shito is the Crazy, the Chassam Sofer. They come along, they paskin the Gedur over here is Chazoko. Chanish says, you might make Chazoko. The Ber Moshe, the Yaakov Netsky, of the Asher, they come along and say, the Gedur is Chazoko. Now, for the Olam over here, let's go to this farm. The art scroll, who people here follow, says Chazoko. Pritahara from Lakewood says Chazoko. But Berkwood says Avada the Minigna Yeshivas because you make Chazoko. The Marakoyin says Chazoko. Urchas Tahara says Chazoko. Very clear, Beli Chaylik over here says Chazoko. So we have a numerous form that the Oilam over here follows, says the Loch is Chazoko. So why is a lot of people when they learn Simukul Peivav or Hilchas Nida never heard about it? So we'll get to it. But Mai said the most form come along and say Chazoko. There's a third sheet over here, how Maisa go paskin. And those one time, come on, the Shach, it says, very nice, the Ramban, the Rajbi says, there's Rif, and they're afraid to pass against the Rif. If they were known MS the Kipshat in the Rif, like I'm going to come on saying, and he goes on to explain Pshat the Rif, the Daf could be sought one time, Roy Machmas Tashmash, they need a Chazoka, They will come along and say, like me, the halacha is you do not need any bedikas. That means, first of all, those who do not make a chazaka, if they see dam machmas tashmish, then they will have to make a chazaka. That means he's agreeing to the riff that you have to make a chazaka. But only when he saw one time machmas tashmish. That means I spoke to Rav Reuben one time, Meister, Isha was Roy Machmas Tashmish. He asked me, make a chazaka. He said, no, he's American. Oh, these Americans, Alf Mazoyans, Alf Palver, Alf Smolter. But the law now is, as he told me, fine, but Meister, now he has to make chazaka. That's clear. Even the Shach says, now you have to make chazaka. That's Rav Shita, if you saw Machmas Tashmish. Now, so first, we have the Shach says, get married. The words of Echeim Amadabar. Well, Amadover, depends if you're American Israeli. Echeim Amadabar. The law is a mini klaisol. We do not do bidikas. Zero, nothing. The words of the Chubbaz Chasanim is Das Kolapaiskim. Behetim on the page, bring down the Shach. Echeim Amadabar. So, Chetzedek, Rav Gusman, Maise, he writes, that's the Anhoga. They bring down the Shomazam passes away. Rav Bik, Shai Dablitsky, they went, go this way. Now, first, if you have the mini klaisol, just Kachu bring down, Tarz Shlom, Maise, not to be going against the minik. However, why are people being makel over here? So they like quoting Rav Moshe. Americans, we follow Rav Moshe. We take on all his on all his coolers. His coolers each lot. We take on all his coolers. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva a couple of times. The emes is mitzad din mitzad mitzias. The shach is right. When you read his Tshuva, he says 2 points over here. Be very clear. He says number one, yes, the shach is right, but still you should do a kinuach. Once you get to. Still the kunach. And number two, he says, after, let's say, Isha sees between 28 and 32, she's within these 5-day period, 6-day period, let's say she passes that zman, then the halacha over there is that she's always in the bedikah before Tashmish Elam, and after Tashmish, she'll need to make a chazaka. He writes in Shuvah, I agree you have to make a chazaka when she passed all times to go see. Again, read this Shuvah slowly. He says that black and white. Number one, he says, Roiti Machmedu Bediko, we'll get to that. And second thing, he still says, after you pass all the Zmanim, let's say you pass all your vests of, any of the vests you can think of, Afloka, Chodesh, whatever it is, then what's Alocho? The rest of your life do a Bediko, and you have to make Chazoko. That's what Moshe. That means, we'll get to what that means. We'll get to what that means. Each one. That means, very nice, yeah, the Shach is right, but still, when you pass everything, you have to make Chazoko. That's what Moshe writes. So, just to focus first on the fact he says, go a case of kinuach over here. There's a pesach shuv over here that brings down the chavadas. There's a big shadow what exactly the chavadas says, what the pesach shuv says, the chavadas says. That means the chavadas says, brought down on the page, that even though you want to be making go like the shach, but the loch is yet be machmen go do a kinuach. Kinuach means you take an aid. You wipe and the outside, you leave it there, you stand up and you leave it there a little bit, says Chavadas. I don't know how long it means. 20 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever. I'm making up that number, purely arbitrary. Don't argue with me why. And you stand there, you hold it there. What? It's a shivest? Okay, could be it's a shivest. Then it's much less than 5 seconds. It's a shivest? So shivest. We'll get to shivest next simon, what that means exactly. How long that is?
Stand up or
do
you have to
shear vest? No. Fine. It does. You hold it there, shear vest, he says. And then that's your kinuach. Now the question is, you look at the chavadas, and whose world is he speaking in? Is he speaking in the world of the machmirim, that says, Yerachid make chazoka the riff, and the chavadas come along to make it cooler, and you do not need bedikas of chum v'stokum ad shamash dosh, and kinuach is enough? And if you have certain Shulchan Aruchs on the page on the side, the red Shulchan Aruch will tell you, look up the Chavadas, you're being Mekel. The way the Pesach Teshuvah brings you down, you're being Machmer. Even those who go like the Shach who say you need nothing, but at least go do a case of Kinuach. That's how Pesach Teshuvah brings you down. That's the Maishah Miskeres. The Shulchan go, the Tar Sogol. And the Maishah says that. That means coming along the Maishah says, yes, I'm saying over here to be Mekel like the Shach, but do a Kinuach. That means who's passing that means, I'm being Mekel, why am I the Maishah? We should do a kinuach, Pesach Teshuvah. Those who make in England say, Pesach Shah is being mekel. He said, but do a kinuach. As far as I know, every sefer that you follow is either, say, we paskin, you have to do like the Shulchan Aruch says, the chazaka, like the rift. I said over the article and Isaac Kahana and the Pitaro, just for the Olam over here, whoever they follow. Or they come along and say, Rav Moshe Basech Shar for English people, and they say, do a case of Kinuach. If so, what? No, these three times. Chazaka, three times. So if so, the obvious question is, so why have you never heard about it? I mean, either your Messiah is the Kitzin Aruch HaShulchan that says La'olam, or your Messiah is Chazaka, like all the other Svarim I quoted, or your Messiah is Kinuach. So why did the Chosin teacher decide not to teach you? Great question. Don't know what happened over there. For the Americans, the Israelis ought to go that way. Don't know. Now, we'll get through. Now first, let's go through different ideas how to apply this. Now everyone knows the sugya, we now have to know how to apply it. So first, in the Isha is Musalakis. That means Lava, Noshim are Mubes, Menekes, no, not Kitano, not Tzikeno, at least they won't admit it. So fine. So we have this Noshim over here. Are they Nichon together that we have Chibidik over here? So it comes out that even those of Kiva Eger are saying in the Rambam that by these four Noshim, you have a Dimbediko, but once we pass in against the Lochans of Aleph, no Dimbediko and Veskavua, we go owned by Vesha in the Kavua, the Loch is, you have to go do a Bediko, Chazaka, Kinuach, Gedoimo. So when Isha was selected, she's Nichon Parsha of Veskavua Betzim, she's not aimed to go see. And therefore, the Pesach Tshuva brings down from Rami Padova, and Betzim, the base station, brings down the Beni Rucham. And Ben Yochum is going like the Rosh Hashitah. The Loch is by Vesh Enikvah, Muslak is nothing. That means there is no machlekes on the page. People are trying to say, Kiva Eger coming to argue with the Pesach Tshuva over here, or the Ben Yochum. There's no machlekes. They're going in different shitas. The Yom Shita is by Veskavua, you have to be Machmer. So if you're Machmer Veskavua, Muslak is the same thing. But once you get a Paskin Lakula by Veskavua, and we're discussing now the Man Yom of Vesh Enikvah, the Rosh Hashitah, that he come along over here to be Makel by Veskavius, then any Muslak is like the Loch of Veskavua, and we're Makel. That means all the Paiskim say, that means there is one statement, Moshe Tat says to be Machmer by Muberes. But he said, can I pass like the Rambam? Fine. But we don't pass like nice like the Rambam. So far, there's no idea we have to be Machmer by Musalakis. Now, therefore, come on, Pesach Tshuva brings down, Dover Amoy, let's say a case of an Isha that is a Gdela, but she's not see yet. Case of a, has Gedda like a Tana, she's not literally Gedda Vesh any Kvo. Also, the Pasha of Musalakis over here. He's going on the those who are makel by Veskavius. That means the question we is really Musalakis, we give the Musalakis like a Veskavua. That's halacha. The Ram is mach on the Veskavua, so you mach Musalakis. The Rosh is makel, and we pass to be makel on Veskavua, so we're makel on Musalakis. Musalakis is like a Veskavius. That's halacha. The halacha is Musalakis is Veskavua. That means what's halacha Veskavua? Ram is machmer, he's machmer this. Those are makel on makel. That's all that comes out. I mean, there is no machlokes. There's discussing different shitas. This musalakis is a veskavua, and not I'm to see veskavua is not I'm to see same concept. Now, if you do, let's say b'dikas when you musalakis, come on, from saying my shit does not work over here. The question now: what about b'sman hazeh? The first 3 months of muberes, what by case of menekes? Because now we know some kol peites at the end over there. B'sman hazal, the first 3 months of muberes, she'll have to do a b'diko. She's not musalakis. And by menekes, they are musalakis b'zman hachazal. What about by us? The first 3 months. So you come along, there does one taino. The first of all, b'kiru, the more we have shach. That's mekel. V'oid, b'metzias, the musalakis over here. And therefore, most farm, Shlom Zalman, Yashu, and the Vayatsim will come along with the taino. B'zman hazel, your wife pregnant, no b'dikas. First 3 months. Oh, the mei chazaka is beseder. Can you mei chazaka? That means we'll get to practically. That means usually they're taught in life. First couple of times you have tashmish, basula, don't do bediko. Fine. That's first couple of months. Now she gets pregnant. First 3 months. Do you go do bediko or not? So bezman chazal, yes. They're not musalakis. Bezman hazem, most of them come along and say, number one, the perush is musalakis. And number two, we also bezav the shach shita, the chimam at the bar over here. Again, those won't argue. The mayor bronze for Emek Shu won't say, no, go back to Chazal. Even if you do Bidika, does it help or not? So the was not, the pashas, it should not help. She must like this. But the ashes should help. Again, those won't argue the point. What would be next? Bizman is it? Bizman Chazal would not even work, no need Bidika. Now she's sore. She's a year after she's nursing. A year later, she saw. In the case, she saw already. Not that she didn't see yet. She saw already. Has she been saying, she have a dim bedikah? I have to go to bedikah. She got married. A couple months later, she got pregnant. Now it's a year after her birth. She saw. So she had to go do a bedikah over here. So the those one taino, the man says she's not muslekes, so avosel biashim. The ma'aseh to be machmer. Kodshoni says, first of all, the man says not muslekes. Why you always have the shach sheet over here? But sarf the sheet over here. Why if the bedikas even work? It's also shallow because who said it work? I'm be'esem bezman hachazal to muslekes. That means Rav Ozer comes along and says number one, she has to do bedikah, but number two, it doesn't work. He took on both sides of the spectrum. He says you have to do bedikah. Who says she's muslekes? But does it work? No, because maybe she is muslekes. Two sides of the spectrum. Others from say one or the other. And the Bibi Avucha had to go do it and negate the menekes. Just so Oscar points out, if you do a bedikah in the first 3 months of being Muberes, and when you menekes, Monashach, you got it. Because either you follow Chazal, you follow Bezman Hazeh. So Monashach, everyone agrees it'll work. The question is why it would work for it. That's called the Svar over here. Fine. That's the time Muslekes comes up. Usually people are taught, don't worry about it until after Muberes, Menekes, until 2 years after giving birth. But again, the numerous farmers say not the way. After, if you're taught the Sugyo, go ask your Rav. Then, what? People don't always get pregnant right away.
Right. But then there is.
People are not. That's not why.
All you need to do is miss 1 month.
Oh, so, fine. Let's go through the lockers. I mean, first you have to discuss the bedikah before and the bedikah afterwards, how to go do the bedikahs, and this man bedikah. First, why in the world are doing a bedikah before and for? Come to see why Machmas Tashmish. That's the bedikah afterwards. Why do it beforehand? So two ways among that Kodim how the Goyis Aprisha and the Sintara, the Graz went, will come to him Matur Labailo. That means you know Bezman HaChazal Ois Pitaris, you have to be Matur it. You're also coming to Matur Labailo. That means once you come along to him Machmer, coming to him Matur Labailo. I said, Hashem, the way the Jisha himself come along and says over, not Matur Labailo. We're doing a bedikah beforehand to make sure when she sees Dam afterwards, that's why Machmas Tashmish. Otherwise, maybe she saw Dam beforehand. We come to go prove that what she finds afterwards is be'etzem asroi machmas tashmish. What's the nafkamino? I think what you're saying. What's nafkamino? When you do a bedikah before, you have to go check it. That means the mother's causes do bedikah afterwards the whole night, three bedikahs, check it the next morning. What about the bedikah beforehand? Do you have to go check it beforehand? Depends what svar you're coming from. The way, if you're coming from an idea over here that it's only to show that way machmas tashmish, you could check the next day. Coming to Matla Bailo has to be checked beforehand. The Maisa Agam, the Peskachu brings down this question with Chuva Mahavo. He's Mesubik about it. He ends with the Chavadasi Kami Mekel. The Maisa most from a Machmer, the Graz Pasim, when they say check it beforehand, they come either it's not the Sugya Matla Tashmish, or even more than that, or different case. You're right, it's coming to show. There's Efshlevue, it's right in front of you. Don't close your eyes. Maybe she's also. You did a Bedik already. As the Sugya Efshlevue, go Mavar. You can check it anyway afterwards, check it beforehand. So they were most of them saying, myself, first of all, you should do a bedikah beforehand and check it. Check it. No, the one discussing checking the bedikah afterwards. No, but no, that's. They're saying the one afterwards, not before. And the one afterwards, right. They say. Again, the chum. No, that you already have from beforehand, they have you clean. Again, this is a Pesach Shuvah's question, right? Chumahava. They're saying the Pesach Shuvah, Chavadas, Chumahava, we do Amo. Can't say. No, they say they were in the right from the Amo. I mean, that's saying the first one to go check, the ones in between.
If it's Lahat and Abano, why does it make a difference the first 3 times? Why the first 3 times?
No, once we came along to Machayev Bediko, also coming to Asuka Bataris. Now we have Chazaka, we're saying it's beside him. Now, when should she go do Bediko? Could we get involved with the shadow when? Maestro, the one way of saying it over is that the Balashuk and the Kishon Arach, when you're stopping Oisik, that means, unless you can have Tashmish, you're ready, you've finished putting away, cleaning up the kitchen, they go to the bedroom, that's ready, some of the case of Tashmish. The way how Moshe says over Vazir, as close as possible as Tashmish as you can. Well, you want to prove them, right? So right now she's beside her. That means there could be a difference time wise, the way how they bring down for Moshe up to a half hour, more than a half hour, you should not do it beforehand. Well, they say, no, anytime you're preparing yourself, Maisha, the stipend is brought down, he says, but you have up to 12 hours. He said, "Ma'aseh, I know that. I know over here. That's his man. So ma'aseh, you should do it as close or this man that before Tashmish over here. Now, when should you check after Tashmish? What's the time for that? So where are the grounds of the place coming down at Miyad, by the way? You want to show that you're not really Machmas Tashmish. You check 5 hours later, it's no right that when you see Dam, you were or were not worried Machmas Tashmish. You check Miyad. Now, the Swarm looming down, or let's say the Oskol looming down, we get to Kulpe Zayin, that there is an Hogar, based upon a Pikabal, numerous people are taught you should not be Yitzi with Miyad. You should be Yitzi only after the Eva's Mace, after Tipas go out. Sadasugim Kabbalah, fine. So therefore they point out, and Chnami here also, you should wait, not be try to be machman this halacha, wait, and then do a bedikah after the Eva comes out.
That's
what I'm all.
Just check.
Now the way how to go do bedikahs really comes out, depends how you read the Chavadas. That means first of all, we'll get to the Kobe Zayin if we can answer that question. But we do whatever we can. We would actually be as Kabbalah and the Zoya and the Klippus and the Tomo. We'll leave it as is. That's what the article says. Now, Negate B'dikis, how to go do it. Again, the simple understanding is Negate B'dikis by Zayin Akim is you put a thin cloth around your finger, she puts it inside, Achit Shamash Dosh, and she rotates a few times, and mitzad the chum restakum over here and takes it out. The pashas, that should be the same sugya over here. That's what the grass says, and most places can seem to go this way. The Biashim of Vosner, well, it's the article of Ushe Oz, and others by the Shulchan, they say that's Ikra Anogo. Agam, again, we have this Pesach Chub over here, that brings down, no, you don't have to go do that. It's enough to stand externally and do kinuach. Now, again, the question is going, Wichita, Lakula, Lachum over here, and Numasaram went this way. Again, the Taisa Bayis, Pesach Zuta, Shai Torah, and they're those who go do, like the case of kinuach. Now, as far as I see, Numasaram seem to go, the loch is a regular bedika. Again, the one time the loch is over here, is that kinuach on the outside of the mice is enough. Again, I see the interesting tainah of Bar Moishi, what tainah, the bedika beforehand is enough on the kinuach. The bedika afterwards has to be chum v'stokim. That's his tainah. Interesting svar over here. But Hashanah went a little bit in between. He says, you only be machis a little bit. Not kinuach, not chum v'stokim, machis a little bit. But the Maisa comes out over here that again, we should do a bedika if you want to be Mekel, kinuach. That's what Moshe says. So, Shai, you might do a case of a, you have to do a case of a kinuach. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. That's Chelik. Now, the Locha, we're talking about Moshe, two bedikas in one night, two beers in one night, two bedika afterwards. Is that enough as a chazoka? Could have three times. I proved myself not really Machmas Tashmish. Some other reason the article came along and says no, you have to do three different nights. Maisa, as far as I see, the Avos and the Chodshani and most of them came along and say no. Maisa, if you have three bedikas and you have three times you check yourself after the beers, it should work as make a case of Chazak over here. Now, do you need to have a case of Ritzufin? That means, let's say it was day 28, you did the bedika, fine, she's fine. Day 32, you forgot to do bedikah, fine. Then you do a period, 34. Then next month, and then you forgot the first time, when it's day 28. That's be with Sufim, the bedikah is over here. But no, it can be whenever you shouldn't have done it, you should have done it with Sufim, or v'diyavet. Most of them come along, v'yashav, v'ozlik, taino, it's not makiv. Whenever you prove it over here. When they come out to be practical over here, they start discussing what mice to go do. That means first, the person is usually taught, when they go to a chosen teacher, everyone's taught, if they're taught this halacha, to not check right away. Get married, even if you see Dam, it's Dam Basulam. First couple of times, that she should do a bidika, she's Dam. Anyway, make it clear, Dam Basulam, why check? That means the Gam, there's a Balei Shulchan, says you check the second time. Come on, all this other swarm say you don't check the second time, that's not what we do over here, because no reason to go check. It's like you don't check a Dam Basulam, because no point. No reason to check on things that, anyway, you can make it clear over here. We're not going to check in those cases. So, fine. So, now it's a, she gets pregnant. And now you learn the sugya, you're 10 years in Chabura, and you follow the sugya of this idea of doing bedikas. You do bedikas now, 10 years later. First, do now, they follow the sugya. Some of the reasons, maybe the chassid teacher did teach you, they didn't remember, his mind was somewhere else. A lot of people say they weren't taught, they go back to the chassid teacher and say, I did teach you, but your mind was somewhere else. Fine. Now you're taught to go do it. You're 10 years later, 2 years later, 3 years later, whatever the case is. Do you have a dim bedika right now? So, best in the two cases over here. There's a case of where there's no reason to go do a bedika. First couple of months of Basulim, she became pregnant, and then nursing, and then pregnant, nursing, it'll be 20 years later, and you never had a time to go do a bedika. 20 years later, then all of a sudden, 2 years after giving birth, and now it comes up, say chanami, the lach applies. There's no reason why the lach shouldn't apply. There's another kimto. First 2 years of marriage, you don't have a kid. Then afterwards, you have kids, Baruch Hashem, you have 20 of them. Fine. Now, Baruch Hashem, yeah, of course. So now, come on, in that situation, come on, lechoinim, in that situation, the shaila, go do a bidik or not. What's the shaila? We're coming to prove that you're not worried about tashmish. So I proved it. I had first 2 years of marriage, I had bia 100 times, 50 times, 20 times, any time as you want. And didn't see them. So I did the best bedika of Roy Machmash Tashmish because I had Tashmish. And we never saw afterwards. The period coming. It never happened. So I did a bedika with my Aver. I did a big bedika. So come along, they bring down this question from Rav Osnan. He says, even 3 times after marriage you did it, and you saw nothing. A guy may have to do a bedika. You did a bedika. The fact of the period didn't come. Didn't cause it to come. Mark Cohen, Berkowitz, they come along and say, if you should have done it, you didn't do it. And you learn the sugya now, you did do it. You did the bedikas. You did the chazak. You have a chazak of etzem. Atzel HaSheni, the Ve'er Moshe, and Kvei Baisem, and Chastel Roth, and Chodshani, Bada Shulchan Zeni, no, Chazal say, make chazak. You never made a chazak. Maybe so a little bit. You didn't see it. It went away over here. Go find out. So the Izma Vucha, in a situation where you just learned the sugya now, what to go do, so when you go back to your chassid teacher and ask him this question, were you taught this? And he said, of course I did. You just didn't realize it. Then go ask him, now what to go do? We said this question over here. Now that I'm a couple years later married, do I have to make a chazaka now? Or maybe I naturally made a chazaka over here. I'm sorry, don't get frustrated. Fine. Next. Now, come along in the swarm and say, first of all, you make chazaka. She always do a bedika afterwards, the ilam. Again, Rav Oza says, Mark Cohen says, the Be'er Moshe Chochmas Man to come along and say, you should, I'll be choshish for the Rambam, the Rosh, but never should be machmer. But that's one thing to do, bedika ilam, do these halachas. But there's Be'er Moshe over here, and others come along with another idea. Let's say, Stam and Isha, she passed all of Estes. Rav Estes, a flog of 28, then she has a chodesh, and she even saw the base marriage, 33, passed everything. Come day 34. Chilo Yom Le'Sira. She's not going to go see over here. That's why we're always pushing for that. Come on, the motion says, therefore, after all your vessels passed, you have a chibadika always beforehand. Make sure she's not seeing that right now. Chilo Yom Le'Sira. The motion says, every time you pass all your vessels, you have a chib to go check. The Pitar goes this way, and the Sefer Ol Sarah and Zaskamo, a Floshamah says, people say, I don't find that any of this of the place can bring down this halach over here. He says, because it's pashit. That's seichel. He'll earn my zero. In those days also seem to be emunah the best kavua. It never happened, this mitzvah. Avada passed all this man, avada. Therefore, a Berkowitz says, avada, that's correct. That's what we go do. Except, like Chavadah says, kinuach. Everyone wants to know where that anonymous comes from. People are staining, and the world tells you, you know, wait 24 hours to do kinuach. Where they're getting it from? This is the truth they're getting it from. This comes to show you everything's fine. Where Berkowitz says, take a colored tissue and wipe on the outside, and wait there, make sure nothing's happening over here. Otherwise, you cannot say anointness. They gave him this halacha, kinuach, is making sure everything is beside this chavadas over here. And then Berkowitz says, you pass all your zmanim, we go like a moisha. Says Shlomo Miller, Toronto, he says, avada, we can take on a moisha, but not fully for bedikas, only kinuach. So fine, I don't want community from Brother Shlomo Miller, Ramosha, Lakewood, anyone from America, I think covered, right? Anyone from America? The Maisha, once you pass all your eras of showing your Mizmana vest, now you take a test and you show you're pregnant, of course, you know, the reason why, Loisira, because you're Mubaris. But otherwise, you took a test or didn't take a test, you're back to a regular Isha over here, and you have Demedika Loilam over here. That means signs for the Locha, maybe about Nefesh to be Machmer. And we had the Avos and the Mar Koyin, and others one time, we had this Ramam and Rosh Shita, which could be the Merchaba of the Omer Shita. Check Loilam. But that's discussing a checking really beforehand. He also, Moshe says, you always have to check beforehand. On that situation, you're checking before Loilam, and Moshe says, on that you have to make Chazoko. Yeah, not Rory Machmer Tashmish. Everybody will hold that afterwards. That's what Moshe Taino and the Pritara says away, and the Ol Sarah says that way. And the Shlomo Miller says away, except the Mekilim, but Berkowitz and Shlomo Miller says Kinuach. We're getting it from Pesach Teshuva over here. No, if you know, no, you must like us. You have birth control or something else. But the time is, if you're supposed to see and Isha sees and pass all of Esses, we have Bichoshish, maybe now.
They're saying
the previous show? They're saying everybody. They're not saying B'dikah afterwards. The Shach saying B'dikah, they're not saying B'dikah afterwards. B'dikah beforehand. Kinuch beforehand, not afterwards. Again, before. Shach discussing Roy Machmat Tashmish. We're not discussing Roy Machmat Tashmish. We're discussing making sure everything is B'seder.
Is it Rashi?
Nothing to do with it. No. Again, Rashi is discussing to go prove that you're not wearing Machmas Tashmish. That means they're discussing Bedika afterwards. We're discussing right now a point of only a Bedika beforehand. That means she's day 35 before Tashmish do a Bedika. After Tashmish, no Bedika. When she says Chazaka. That's it.
This
is
the Rashi's Mako by
Inner Kavua. That's the Machmas Tashmish afterwards. Yeah, two different sugars over here. She passed. Why did she pass for? Yes, that's passing all the rest of us now. Yes. No, that's again. That's afterwards. We're discussing before. Two different cases.
Listen, that's not the before attachment. If you have the vest, once you pass, if you're a vest at 31, day 33.
So Moshe says, once he passes, and she's supposed to see it, she didn't see what happened. So every time you make sure you can't say you're an oinus when the vessel passed. That means, let's say you had Tashmish, you saw them. You can't say, now you have to fast 40 days. It's only $400 for every nichlus for Yotzi. Nichlus for Yotzi 30 times. 30 times $400 is your choice. You're fine. No, be a gambling man. Go ahead. Your choice. If you're Yotzi nichlus 100 times, so fine. 30 times $400, you do the math. 100 times 400. Look how much.
Nice. A lot.
40,000. $40,000. Your choice. A kinuch beforehand or $40,000. Go ahead.
People don't want to get money, so just tell them that. Oh.
$40,000 or kinuch beforehand. That's right. You look at your 100 times. $40,000 or kinuch beforehand. Your go ahead. Tell that person that he has a choice.
Work it fast for half a year.
It's saying, no, every time it's 40.
Work it fast for half a year.
No,
every day.
No, 40 times.
Every year. Times 40.
Go ahead.
4 years.
Yeah.
Fine. Oh, yeah, that's just fast straight for like a month.
Fine. Now, Maisa, when's the correct time to go to Bidika? So we have the Aloch over here in Sev Kimmel, the Kamal Chumas Edeshin, and says, Maisa is discussing an issue who does not have a vest. What does it mean to not have a vest? That means most Noshim, there's 5 and 7, there's 12 days. Then, after 12 days, usually, let's say, until day, another 14 days later, until day 26, they won't see. So you have 14 days that they don't see. 26 to 34, they'll see. Fine, that number is, everyone has their numbers, 28 to 32. But let's say, whatever, because the word of true possession is 14 days later, which is from 26 and onwards. Before day 26 is what they call a negative vest. Negative vest. So, there is a Chumas Adeshin, in that situation, is that Nichol Gedem Veskevor, which will go like against the Rambam, and all the Medik over here? The Sword, he comes along, he says really 3 points. Number one, the Rashbam, Habak Oinim, saying there's no Medikah at all by Desh and Kevor. Number two, even to do Medikah, even like for a parish. Voish is a negative Vestal we never seen before day 26. Therefore, we'll give it a Gedem Veskevias over here. I mean, you have a building block over here. How we set it up? He set up that those who hold no din b'dikah at all. The Shach says, "V'chaim amid the bar." Why leave a knife for the parish? You can't take on a chumah when the chumah maybe the kula. And also, it's a veskivius over here. Now, the locha there is a chavadas says, "What are you talking about? You tell me, Isha, that only sees on day 33 and onwards won't have any bainness. You tell me such a thing over here because she has only a negative vest v'chiyal al adas." She wants to be gambling on a fact-fake upon this Jewish tradition. So first, the Maisha, the Mechavad does pass this way, and the Kishmarach, and the Graz, and the Chokh Mazom, or Chashukhan, all the Swam go like this. That means even if you're taught to make a Chazoko, Isha has to know that if she did not see before 26, you cannot make it, you do not need to make a Bediko. Not only that, if she makes a Bediko, it won't even work. She's Mislakis. It won't even work. That means don't do it, no point. It won't even work over here. Now, they do discuss how much time does it make to be a time that she does not see? Yeah. What makes the Vesh Sheinah Kavua? What makes the Vesh Shumas Adeshin? That means, is it 3 times, the last 3 times, or may that be over a long time? So, first I bring it up to the Kitzur, he says it over, you look at the last 3 times. And the Bar Moshe and the Balei Shulchan, they say look the last few times. Why? You know, Baba Kama Chazakas three times. Look the last few times. That means the last few times was 29, 30, and then 27 before 27. Asar Hasheni, those one time, will be Ashiv. It's not really what she is. She happened to be Mikra three times. You have to look over a long period. 6 months or a year. You have to look over a long period. Hosheni went this way, Bezil, Obak went this way. Shalom, what defines the vegetable sedation? Fine. Most Nashim usually know they won't see before a certain date. They know they're not seeing before 26, 28. Those will certainly definitely get a vestrum sedation. Now, how do we oike a vestrum sedation? That means I never see before 26. One time I saw her, day 20. Now, back to the partial of after Chodesh 20 onwards. So I say, no, the idea to be oike one time, best if she has a vestivor. When you have a vestivius, how do we oike a vestivor? You need 3 times to be oike it. One time coming with swam, it can say it's not enough. But the Shulchan being down with Tzarachim, he wants to maybe to be Machmer, but Maisel all from say to be Oikir of Estrum Sedation, she knows she never sees before 28, even though no, one time so 20, the Chud is no Akir over here. The make Chazaka, that means you have to make Chazaka. What the days are to make Chazaka? That means first, you get married, no, first couple months. Rebash Menekis, no. Any time she does not see before day 28, do not make chazaka, no point make chazaka, and even if you do it for her, it won't even help over here. That's what Ikkel Pashkim say. I got the Vosma time to be the Evdo to work, but the Maisel Pashkim does no need to, and certainly, and will not work. Yes. We pass like this Shumas
Hashem. Why was everyone jumping on the shaft in the beginning of Kufay Dalid when he said, B'teich
Lamed? Maybe we'll discuss that after what I'm not sure referring to. Now, Maisel, let's say a person sees between 28 and 33. Come to day 34. So she has a vestrum with Sedeshan. She never sees on 34, 35. At any point, two medikas over here. So Avad says, no, Avad not. Because if I care, certainly she's aiming to see over here. It's a kolosh kain. Don't say vestrum with Sedeshan pass a certain day over here. Avad not. Now, once we have this vestrum with Sedeshan, they get chazaka, each one onto his own. The question is, can we extend it to the rest of the sugis of Vestas? That means the Arnal Shemu who will not see before day 33. Could now they not have the lock of Ayin Beinanis? Not 30 or 31. They never see before 33 over here. So again, that Mamashu was a Chava Dasas Taino. He says, how can the Chupin Sedeshan say what he's saying? If so, any Isha does not see before 33 has no oil of maintenance? That's his Taino. The Maisa, come on, the Mucha Tara and Tara Sisrael. So yeah. Yeah. I am a Ves Kvias, not see before 33. Why is it oil of maintenance? And Moshe Chuva says, yes, we go like this halacha, like the Mabusha Tara. And the halacha is that you will not have oil of maintenance over here. Shlomo Zalman goes this way, Rav Sharma goes this way, Chaim Kanievsky goes this way, Rav Nemetzal goes this way, Dakatara goes this way, Shmuley Wiener, we have an email that went this way, right? He comes along and Shmuley Wiener, he wrote an email. Michtav Amel, that he comes along and says that we pass like this on Moshe, that you only see before day 33, do not see before day 33, there's no one in Venus, zero. No crazy, no Chavadas, no 30, no 31, nothing over here. Atzal Hasheni, the Maaseh the Chavadas obviously disagrees. He wants to argue the whole Shemitah Nation over here. And the Afla, and the Shuas Yaakov. And they point out, first of all, they look at the Lamdash Shavai, what did the Shemitah Nation say? He said, first of all, Numas HaChemin say there's no B'dikah at all. The Shach, from the Rashbam, and Numas Kedai, Rashi. Voi, Liba, Nekvei, Parish. Then I'll be, Misaf, that to be Mekel. Those ideas don't apply over here. What does the Ein HaBeinus have to do with the Rashbam? What does it do with Rashi? What do Liman Akva Parish? These ideas do not apply by Ein HaBeinus. They point out the whole building blocks of Shemitah Nation do not apply over here. And therefore, just to be fair, true, I quoted 10 people to be Mekel. I can right now call 40 people the other way. Your choice. For the Maaseh, most of them do not go this way. The Swam is Manenu, whether it's Avoz or Chodshani, and most of them say the Loch is the gate of Ein HaBeinus will be Machmer still. However, we now know where Machlek is among the Paiskin, and we're discussing, let's say, Chumras, or Zeruah, or Chavadas, or Crazy. I usually then hug in the gate to Biashi, we do not say a double chumrah. And usually then hug in the gate is we do say a double chumrah. What would they say in these three cases? She looked them up. And they chlami with Azrua, Biashi is Michael, Avoz is Machmer. By the Chavadas, Biashi is Michael, Avoz is Machmer. By the Crazy, Biashi is Michael, and Avoz and Mice is Machmer. Mice, but those one come along, don't not say double chumrah. Here in the Mice, we have a Moshe, and those one time the Iker is like the Chavadas is tiny over here. And building from this halacha that she was a deshen, and if you never see before 33, and echlami, we're going to be mekel. Most people might say machmer, but not for 31, not for chavadas, not for the crazy, not for the azura. Yeah, motor. She is mutter. She has a best kvias not to see before 33. They will come on the chayim and then allow them one to starve that and not to take on the chumers if you never see before day 33. Now you could ask a question. Let's say you never see before day 33. Maybe I don't have to keep chaydish also. Don't keep chaydish because I never see on the chaydish. I'm always day 33. I never see before day 33. So maybe just like there's no oyn veinus and there's no chazaka, maybe there's also no chaydish over here. Because I never see before 33. I never get the chaydish. What's the swar over here to Mechalik? Let's say a person never sees before 33. One time they have a flog of 25. Next month, what are they chayish for? 33 and 25 after one time. So every time you see in the 33, you saw a chayish. And you always chayish for one time. So therefore, there's a reason the Mechalik is a chayish is worse in the case of Beini. Because again, if I saw, I never see before 33, and one time I see 25, what am I chosh for next month? A flago.
Learning from that flago.
See, also, when I see 33, I saw a chaydish. So maybe my chaydish is causing it. When I saw on 33, did I see on a day of the month? I saw an aleph, I saw on a day. So maybe that's what it is. We know by, if I never see before 33, and I see in 25, I'm chaydish after one time. So maybe this is the one time. Here also, maybe that's
not true. If you see
Anyam,
it's like a
Mamash,
whatever.
No, I don't have Chazaka. I'm 33,
35, 37.
But maybe, but after but one time I'm Chazish, and I don't have a. It's that Chazaka.
No, but I have two things.
That's the question over here. The Maisi, Rino Moshe Tshuva, he says also there's no Vesta Chazish. He says that. Of course. Wow. He's one place he says that. One place he says that. As far as I see it, no one brings it down a lach l'mais that way. No one. And as far as Yish l'chalik harbe, because it can use, just like a flog after one time, we can argue the point, fine. But anyway, most of them did not go like a Moshe anyway. Even one go like a Moshe, taking the case of a chidish, is a massive chidish over here. Yish l'chalik harbe.
What is
no, he might just make a lach l'mais. He is lach l'mais. Now, chidish, I didn't find anyone bring it down. Next, you have to email him again, okay? Yeah, ask him. Fine. Well, Bez Hashem find that one out. You have a job now. Fine.
So Bez Hashem. Not seen before 33. How long?
Oh, so it'll be the same question. Is it three times or is it a long time? Same question. Half a year. Fine. Meister, the end of the simon over here is really Roya Machmet Tashmit, which reads in Lex Simon, Simon Kofay Zayin. And we have over here one Sif, La Piska Chuvas, and that's Slacher Apple.